Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Lenning School Watch Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. Tonight we're reaching out especially to Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere, but wherever you are from, we welcome you to join us and listen, and we do continue to look for other people to call in to help interpret the scripture in your native tongue. So if you have a Bible in your native tongue and want to have one night a month dedicated to your language, email me at diane@lenning.com. You can call in tonight live to the show at 1-877-497-9937. You can email me at diane@lenning.com to let me know your prayer requests and your comments and special needs. I look forward to hearing from you. Let's open in prayer tonight and bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for this opportunity to share the good news of the gospel, and especially this couple of months in the book of John. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless each one who hears the word and give them understanding and help them to know that this is the truth and the reality of God. And for those who are skeptical, Lord, we pray that you would reveal yourself to them and ask them to ask you to reveal themselves to them, we pray. And we pray, Lord, for our person in Kenya who has been having some difficulty in calling in, that you would bless him and help him and help him to earn enough money to get his phone fixed. We pray for blessings in the country of Kenya, especially at this moment, for those we know who listen often, and pray that you will bless them and bless their church and anoint their ministers and pastors and teachers and lay personnel to bring the gospel, to bring the good news to those. And Lord, we pray protection upon them and protection upon all of God's children around the world. For we know the devil goes around as a lion, roaring, seeking whom he may devour. And we just pray, Lord, that you would withhold that against your Christians, your children, Lord, and that you would protect them. And we praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Additionally, I like to pray the Lord's Prayer. This is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. In our last time together, we shared verses in the first part of chapter 12 of the book of John. And I'll just refresh your memory what that was about. It was about what we call here in America Palm Sunday. And the reason we call it Palm Sunday is you'll probably get the understanding from this verse. The next day, the news that Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem swept through the city, and a huge crowd of Passover visitors took palm branches and went down the road to meet him, shouting, "The Savior! God bless the King of Israel! Hail to God's ambassador!" And Jesus rode along on a young donkey, fulfilling the prophecy that said, "Don't be afraid of your king, people of Israel, for he will come to you meekly, sitting on a donkey's colt." So some pictures show that people were waving the palms. Some laid some palms down in the path as Jesus rode by on the donkey. And so we realize that this is a fulfillment of prophecy, and that his disciples only really understood this after Jesus later returned to his glory in heaven, which we will read about. We're going to continue reading tonight in the book of John. And let's start with the part where we're talking a little bit about Lazarus, verse 17, the same chapter, John 12. "And those in the crowd who had seen Jesus call Lazarus back to life were telling all about it. That was the main reason why so many went out to see him, because they had heard about his mighty miracle. Then the Pharisees said to each other, 'We've lost. Look, the whole world has gone after him.' Some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida, and said, 'Sir, we want to meet Jesus.' Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask. Jesus replied that the time had come for him to return to his glory in heaven, and that I must fall and die like a kernel of wheat that falls into the furrows of the earth. Unless I die, I will be alone, a single seed. But my death will produce many new wheat kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. If you love your life down here, you will lose it. Despise your life down here, you will exchange it for eternal glory. If these Greeks want to be my disciples, tell them to come and follow me, for my servants must be where I am. And if they follow me, the Father will honor them. Now my soul is deeply troubled. Shall I pray, 'Father, save me from what lies ahead?' But that is the very reason why I came. Father, bring glory and honor to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, saying, "I have already done this, and I will do it again." When the crowd heard the voice, some of them thought it was thunder, while others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, "The voice was for your benefit, not mine. The time of judgment for the world has come, and the time when Satan, the prince of this world, shall be cast out. And when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw everyone to me." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. "Die?" asked the crowd. "We understood that the Messiah would live forever and never die. Why are you saying he will die? What Messiah are you talking about?" Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little while longer. Walk in it while you can, and go where you want to before the darkness falls, for then it will be too late for you to find your way. Make use of the light while there is still time. Then you will become light bearers." I'm praying that all of you will become light bearers, because you now are walking in the light once you've received Jesus and you bear the light. When you tell others about it And when you live a life like Jesus lived, a life following the pattern of Christ. So after saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. But despite all the miracles he had done, most of the people would not believe that he was the Messiah. This is exactly what Isaiah the prophet had predicted. Lord, who will believe us? Who will accept God's mighty miracles as proof? But they couldn't believe, for as Isaiah also said, God has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, so that they can neither see nor understand, nor turn to me to heal them. Isaiah was referring to Jesus when he made this prediction, for he had seen a vision of the Messiah's glory. However, even many of the Jewish leaders believed him to be the Messiah, but wouldn't admit it to anyone because of their fear that the Pharisees would excommunicate them from the synagogue or the temple, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Can you imagine that? I love the praise of God. Jesus shouted to the crowd, trust me, you are really trusting God. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer wander in the darkness. If anyone hears me and doesn't obey me, I am not his judge. For I have come to save the world and not to judge it. But all who reject me and my message will be judged at the day of judgment by the truth I have spoken. For these are not my own ideas, but I have told you what the Father said to tell you, and I know his instructions lead to eternal life. So whatever he tells me to say, I say. I will be back in a couple of minutes. We have ahead a few minutes again to share the good news and how to become a Christian for those who wish. Plus, I have scripture for Maria's moment of scripture that she gives me to share as she feels God has laid in her heart. So stay with me. I'll be right back in a couple of minutes. prayed. Now I'm going to give you scripture that touts about how to become a Christian and what it means and why it's important to you. Indeed, I do believe it is important that everyone who hears this voice and this word of God accept the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." We need to receive God's best gift. John 1 verse 2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." We can all become children of God, no matter who you are, or where you are, or whether you're rich or poor. God loves one of you. He wants all of you to be a part of his family. Jesus said you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, the afterlife. Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10:10 says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundant." And since our scripture, or Maria's few moments a little later, he wants me to share this from Isaiah, I'm also going to share this other one I have on my heart, Isaiah 53:4-5. "Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, as our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes by the whip we are healed." Praise the name. In Matthew 8, "And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill, in order that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. They, he himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases." 1 Peter 2:24, "And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds we're healed." Praise the name of Jesus. Pray with me now if you'd like to accept Jesus into your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you and that I have sinned. I know all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, because it tells me so in Romans 3:20. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sin, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go and walk your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. Help me to walk in a pattern that you walked, Lord Jesus, while you were on earth. Help me to be Christ-like. Help me to grow in the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Become a mature adult Christian. And help me to share the gospel and the good news with others. And I pray for your protection and blessing, and that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon me, and that the Holy Spirit will guide me. Thank you, Lord, for for my personal relationship with you. I'm looking forward to walking with you. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the moment, or two or three, whichever, however long it takes, that I'm going to do what I call Maria's moment of scriptural inspiration. The Lord lays on her heart scriptures that she likes to share with the rest of the world, and I've decided to have that on a regular basis. Maria is from Thailand, from Asia, and speaks several languages, and she's a friend of mine in California, and she helps me as my producer and helps get people to be on the show to help interpret the language. And she's a good, strong Christian and really cares and loves all of you just as I do. But she doesn't feel as comfortable speaking herself because she's not as educated as I am, although I wish she would speak. I think she does just fine. But we'll read the scriptures that she wants you to hear, and let's hope and pray that she will speak more on our radio show. I'd like you to hear her. She's a wonderful friend of mine. I'm reading tonight from Isaiah chapter 26. And she just gave me 26 verse 19, but I want to read a few verses around there, for it's a really good section of the Bible. Isaiah 26, verse 12. Lord, grant us peace. For all we have and are has come from you. O Lord our God, once we worshipped other gods, but we now worship you alone. Those we served before were dead and gone. Never again will they return. You came against them and destroyed them, and they are long forgotten. O praise the Lord! He has made our nation very great. He has widened the boundaries of our land. Lord, in their distress they sought for you. When your punishment was upon them, they poured forth a whispered prayer. How we missed your presence, Lord. We suffered as a woman giving birth who cries and writhes in pain. We too have writhed in agony, but all to no avail. No deliverance has come from all our efforts. Yet we have this assurance, those who belong to God shall live again. Their bodies shall rise again. Those who dwell in the dust shall awake and sing for joy. For God's light of life will fall like dew upon them. Go home, my people, and lock the doors. Hide for a little while until the Lord's wrath against your enemies has passed. Look, the Lord is coming from the heavens to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will no longer hide the murderers. The guilty will be found. I think that's timely for us. Well, my friend from Kenya has called in. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm so happy. Hello, John. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you called in. I just finished reading a few minutes ago the whole chapter of John 12. Now, I didn't keep track. I didn't keep track exactly, so you help me. But I'm thinking it will be okay if you start at John chapter 12 and verse 17 or 18, somewhere in there, and try to finish the chapter.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We're so glad you called in. You can start any time.
Let me read. Verse 18. Na kwa sababu hiyo, mkutano walikwenda kumlaki kwa kuwa wameshikia kwamba ameifanya ishara hiyo. Basi Wafarisayo wakasemezana wao kwa wao, mwaona kwamba hamfai neno lolote? Tazameni, ulimwengu umekwenda nyuma yake. Palikuwa na Wayunani kadhaa wa kadhaa miongoni mwa watu waliokwea kwenda kuabudu kwenye sikukuu. Basi hao walimwendea Filipo, mtu wa Bethsaida, Bethsaida ya Galilaya, wakamwomba wakisema, Bwana, sisi tunataka kumwona Yesu. Filipo akaenda akamwambia Andrea, kisha Andrea na Filipo akamwambia Yesu. Naye Yesu akawajibu akasema, saa imefika atukuzwe mwana wa Adamu. Mimi nawaambia, chembe ya ngano isipoanguka katika nchi ikafaa kukaa hali hiyo hiyo peke yake, bali kifaa hutoa mazao mengi. Yeye aipendaye nafsi yake ataiangamiza, naye aichukiaye nafsi yake katika ulimwengu huu ataisalimisha hata uzima wa milele. Mtu akimtumikia na anifuate na nami nilipo, ndipo matumishi yangu atakapokuwako. Kila mtu akimtumikia Baba atamheshimu. Sasa roho yangu imefadhaika, nami nisemeje Baba aliokuwa katika saa hii? Lakini ni kwa ajili ya hayo nilivyofikia saa hii. Baba alitukuzwa jina lake. Basi ikaja sauti kutoka mbinguni, nimelitukuza nami nitalitukuza tena. Basi mkutano uliosimama karibu wakasikia walisema ya kwamba kumekuwa gurumo. Wengine walisema malaika wamesema naye. Yesu akajibu akasema, sauti hiyo haikuweko kwa ajili yangu, bali kwa ajili yenu. Sasa hukumu ya ulimwengu huu ipo. Sasa mkuu wa ulimwengu huu, mkuu wa ulimwengu huu atatupwa nje, nami nikiinuliwa juu ya nchi nitawavuta wote kwangu. Alionena hayo akionyesha ni mauti gani atakayokufa. Basi mkutano akamjibu, sisi tumesikia katika Torati ya kwamba Kristo adumu kwa milele, nao wasemaje ya kwamba imepasa mwana wa Adamu kuinuliwa? Huyu mwana wa Adamu ni nani? Basi Yesu akawaambia, nuru ingaliko pamoja nanyi muda kidogo, endeni maadamu mnayo huru, giza lisije likawaweza, maana aendaye gizani hajua aendako. Maadamu mnayo nuru, yaamini nuru hiyo, ili mpate kuwa wana wa nuru. Hayo aliyesema Yesu, akaenda zake akificha wasumuni. Walakini ajapokuwa amefanya ishara nyingi namna hii mbele yao, hawakumwamini ili litimie lile neno la nabii Isaya alilolisema, Bwana ni nani asiye sadiki habari zetu? Ni mkono wa Bwana umefunuliwa nani? Ndio sababu wao hawakuweza kusadiki, kwa maana Isaya alisema tena, amewapofusha macho, amefanya mizito mioyo yao, wasije wakaona kwa macho yao wakafahamu kwa mioyo yao wakaongoka nikawapoi. Amini hawa aliyesoma Isaya kwa kuwa waliuona utukufu wake, akataja habari zake. Walakini hata katika wakuu walikuwa wengi waliomuona waliomwamini, lakini kwa sababu ya Mafarisayo hawakumkiri, wasije wakatongwa na sinagogi, kwa maana walipenda utukufu wa wanadamu kuliko utukufu wa Mungu. Na Yesu akapaza sauti akasema, yeye aniaminie mimi haniamini mimi, bali yeye aliyenipeleka, naye amtazama mimi amtazama yeye aliyenipeleka. Mimi nimekuja ili niwe nuru ya ulimwengu, ili kila mtu aniaminie mimi, ili kila mtu aniaminie mimi asikae gizani, na mtu akisikia maneno yangu asiyashike, mimi simhukumu. Maana sikuja ili nihukumu ulimwengu, ila niokoe ulimwengu. Yeye anikatae mimi, asiye kubali maneno yangu anayemhukumia. Neno hilo ulilo nena ndilo litakalo mhukumu siku za mwisho, kwa sababu mimi sikunena kwa nafsi yangu tu, bali Baba aliyenipeleka yeye mwenyewe ameniagiza nitakayonena na nitakayosema. Nami najua kuwa agizo lake ni uzima wa milele. Sasa ninenayo mimi kama Baba alivyoniambia, ndivyo ninenavyo. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Would you like to say a prayer for salvation? And if you have any of the scriptures like John 3:16, for God so loved the world, you could say that before you say the prayer. If not, just go directly to the prayer. Prayer for salvation.
Bwana, ni nani aliyezisadiki habari zetu, na mkono wa Bwana amefunuliwa nani? Ndiye sababu wao hawakuweza kusadiki. Kwa maana alisema tena, amewapofusha macho, ameifanya mizito mioyo yao, wasije wakaona kwa macho yao, wafahamu kwa moyo yao, wakaongoka nikiwa pole. Nayo alisema Isaya, kwa kuwa aliuona utukufu wake, akataja habari yake, wakati hata katika wakuu walikuwemo wengi walimwona, waliomwamini, lakini kwa sababu yao hawakuamini. Nami najua kuwa agizo lake ni uzima wa milele na milele. Haya mnenayo mimi kwa Mungu. Amina.
Amen. We praise the Lord that thousands of people around the world are hearing the good news through our broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. So you are all telling your friends about it. Please keep telling everyone about it, and that you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning and listen to all the archive shows and hear all the scripture in English and various other languages. Tonight's on Friday night is in Swahili. We also have Lao, Thai, Chinese, and I'm going to start Spanish in the next couple of weeks on one of the Wednesday nights. Probably I'll start that in October with the English. Tonight I do English and I'll do Spanish. So we can have as many people around the world as possible to hear this good news. So, John, tell us now at this time, if you will, how are things going there in Kenya?
Things are not bad. I'm still in school, trying to work hard.
Good.
But if you pray for our country, all teachers have striken. They have taken three weeks, no learning.
So they're striking at the university?
All universities, lecturers, doctors, and public teachers.
Oh, my goodness. So
yeah.
All the students are home, or what?
Yes.
So what, do they want more
secondary
money?
And
or?
Primary.
They want more money?
Yeah, they want their money, yes. Yeah, they want their salary to be harmonized.
We just had a teacher strike in Chicago, but many of us here were dismayed and sad about it because the Chicago teachers make more than most teachers in America, and they were turning down a huge raise, nothing like I ever had as a teacher. I never got 19% raise, and they turned it down, but it seems like they finally settled it. I'm not sure what the resolution was, but it is disappointing, isn't it, when the teachers strike and the kids can't continue their learning.
Yes, it is very disappointing, especially now exams are nearing.
Do you have homework in the meantime? Can you still do your studies?
Yes, I can do.
Good. All right. Are you, without saying where you live, please don't say where you go or anything, but are you living at the university or at home?
No, I've rented a house near the school.
Mm-hmm. Good,
yeah.
Okay.
So I cannot live inside the school compound because of the excess money they charge.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's very expensive.
At the same time, I have answers. I have to...
It's very expensive. It's very expensive to live on campus.
Yes.
Well, do you have any prayer requests?
Do you understand?
Yes. Do you have any prayer requests?
Do you understand my situation?
Yes, I do.
Pray for a country so that the student can go back to school and we can continue learning well,
okay.
And the doctors. People are dying.
Well, are they still getting malaria?
Yeah.
Is that all year long?
I don't...
Or just in the wet season when it rains?
Yeah, the rains are stopping. There are no mosquitoes there.
Uh-huh.
Until November.
And they still have a high number of AIDS cases too, don't they?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to pray for Kenya and Africa. I'm going to pray for Kenya and Africa in English, and then when I'm done, I'll let you pray, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the people of Kenya and Africa. Lord, we know you care about them and are concerned for their needs, for we know that you watch even when the sparrow bird falls, and you know all the numbers of hair on our heads, so we know that you care about each one of us. And we pray, Lord, that you would solve the situation there in Kenya with the school strikes, and put it in the hearts of the teachers and the unions there to go back to work and to be reasonable. And we pray, Lord, for those who are ill with malaria and AIDS and other illnesses and sicknesses and diseases, Lord, that you would touch them and heal them and help those in government and in communities to work in their areas to reduce illnesses. For we know with modern medical practices that many of these illnesses and diseases can be done away with and reduced, and vaccines can stop some diseases, Lord. We pray for safe water, that you would educate them and give them the ability and the money to provide safe water for all of the people in Kenya and Africa, and safe and quality food so that the kids can grow up healthy. And we pray that you would bless them and let them all hear about the Word of God and the good news to become part of God's family. And we praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now you can pray in Swahili.
Okay. Baba tunaomba usaidie nchi yetu Kenya, ambapo madaktari waweze kurudi kazini na walimu waweze kufunza bado. Najua ndio mwezi yote ukiingilia kati mambo yatakuwa mzuri. Mimi nasimamia nchi yetu na wewe ndio mwenye neno la mwisho. Baba, tunaomba mauaji ambayo yanaendelea nchi hii tuweze kutusaidia yaweze kukoma. Mungu ndio babu uliyetuweka nchi hii na wewe ndio unajua sababu sisi tunaishi hapa. Wewe ndio Mungu mkuu na wewe ndio mwenye nguvu zote. Naomba katika jina la Yesu, amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes before you go to talk about what you'd like to in English and Swahili. Go ahead.
I pray that one day you can come to Kenya.
I would like that. I pray one day
and one day visit us.
I pray that one day you can come visit us in America.
Yeah, I hope that one will happen one day. It is my prayer. So how is Maria?
Maria is going to be traveling around the next couple of months, so she won't be calling in much. She has some things that the Lord is calling her to do, but she will be back.
Yeah.
And she's working on preparing for traveling right now. So when she gets back, hopefully I can talk her into coming on the shows for the month and talk about her trip, because it's an exciting trip, and I can't talk about it before she goes. But it's a trip that I think God has planned for her to go. So near the end of the show tonight and in your prayer time, I hope you'll continue to pray for Maria while she's on this trip.
Okay. I'll be very glad to hear that she travels safe.
The Lord has been keeping
her.
Yes, the Lord has been keeping her safe. She had physical illness 2 or 3 times the last few months, like you did, only different things. So the enemy has been attacking you 2 physically. So let's keep praying for each other. Let's all pray for each other, you in the listening audience as well. Let's all continue to pray for Christians around the world that the Lord God would protect them and keep them safe and meet their needs and bind the enemy and bind the evil spirits from coming against them and loose the power of God's angels on our behalf. Let's continue to pray together and stand together. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, have you got anything else? Pardon me?
You get the Bibles.
Well, what I plan to do after I graduate in December is in January, what I'd like to first do is help you get a computer over there so the people in your community can listen to this radio show. And then sometime next year, we'll work on getting Bibles to people, but I can't do that right away unless people send in money. And most of the people who are listening in Africa don't have much money to send in. So just keep praying. It will come eventually. God is providing you this ability now to hear the word spoken to you. And so that's the beginning of the answer to prayers. So just continue to praise the Lord for that and answering each prayer that he does.
Thank you. I'm so much grateful.
You're welcome. God loves you, and we're...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Pray for me and finish my education well so that I can work hard.
Are you in your first year or second year or what?
Second.
Second year of university?
Yeah, you remember I had gone back home.
Right.
I told you the story, what happened.
Yes. Is it a 4-year university, a 4-year program?
Yeah.
Okay, so for all of our listening audience, you can follow along with us and hear about John's education in the next 3 years, and we'll all look forward to that day he graduates. And we can share in that celebration together and thank the Lord together.
Yeah, I'll be very much grateful. I'm happy to hold the show with you. I'm always grateful. God bless you so much and continue like that.
I pray that someday the Lord will use you mightily in ministry there in Kenya and bring the good news and the gospel of life to the people of Kenya and Africa. Well, may God bless you. I'm going to take a break and then be closing unless you want to say something for one final remark right now.
Okay. I'm so much grateful. Next, in the couple of weeks, you may talk to my sister. My sister or the pastor can hold the show.
Good. And what's her name? What's her name?
Esther.
Okay. So I'll know when she calls in. Is she going to use this same number or a different number?
The same number. She can't use the different because of expense.
Right.
So I have to travel.
Okay, so that will be good. And does she speak English as well as you do?
Yeah. She's a chair lady in her church.
I look forward to meeting her. Was it Esther?
Yeah, and she preaches a lot.
Oh, I love that name. There's a
Esther.
Book. Yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, I look forward to meeting her. Is she older or younger than you?
She's around 40.
Oh, so she's older than you. She's older than you. Well,
yeah.
We look forward to that time together when Esther comes on for a while and takes John's place. And you two work it out. I don't care who calls in. As long as somebody does, that's helpful. And we can keep connected with all of you. Well, that's really good news. We praise the Lord for that. So if you'd like at this time to say a closing prayer in Swahili, I'll close in English later on after you leave. So you could say a closing prayer in Swahili. This is John.
Asante sana Mwenyezi Mungu wa kunipa nafasi kama hii kusoma neno lako. Nashukuru Baba, wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu na wewe ndiye Mungu mtakatifu. Naomba nilinde na uongoze katika jina la Yesu. Amen.
So we praise the Lord that you are on tonight. And if you'd like to stay on, you can, but I know you don't have much time, so you're welcome to say goodnight, and we thank you so much for sharing with us in Swahili, John. We hope you'll be back in the future.
Yes, okay.
Good night.
I'll be with you till the end of time.
Take care. But I'll stay on here, audience, so stay on with me. All right. We're just so grateful for each one of you who are listening. Grateful for these people who are willing to call in, John and his sister, and we're hoping others eventually. And I'm going to close tonight in praying in English. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus, the Son of God, who gave us eternal life by being the Lamb sacrificed, dying on the cross and shedding his blood for our salvation and forgiveness of our sins, Lord. Thank you for forgiveness of our sins, that we can spend eternity in heaven with you, our Father God, and all our Christian family in Jesus Christ. We thank you for John and Esther. We pray you'll bless them. Bless Maria on her trip. Help her to be fruitful and to achieve much more than she ever dreamed. Lord, prepare the way for her. Prepare the way for John. Lord, you know what you've called them to do, and we pray that you would help them to do it and to meet that calling that you have on their lives. We thank you for them, and we love them, and we pray that you keep us all safe until we come back next time. In Jesus' name, amen. So praise the Lord. Good night, all. Thank you for being with us. Good night, John. Take care. Good night, John. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord together the last few minutes. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Almighty God, Prince of Peace, who brings light to the world, who walks and brings those out of darkness into light. Only Jesus could do that. God the Father, praise you for it. Thank you. Worship you, Lord. Worship you together. Please join me Sunday night, 9 o'clock California time, where we worship together and have more music and more praise and worship. And we focus solely on worshiping the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Remember, God loves you, I love you, and until next time, this is your host, live to you from the United States of America, Diane Lenning. God bless you, take care, good night, bye-bye.